Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings, take care.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kiddishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
Hey, 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 hey
traditional round dance song from the drum Big Bear off their Turtle Island Music CD, Round Dance Style. Ashkwe, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. In today's program, we share a conversation I had with youth activist Adrian Butera. Adrian was a participant and workshop presenter at the 2005 Immokalee Centro. Yad Kiddushi Native Center had the honor to participate in a very special gathering of youth activists from all across the country who came together to share ideas and experiences in the pursuit of what I term Earth Justice. Earth Justice incorporates social, economic, cultural, and environmental concerns dealing with the growing threat of globalization. Globalization is the 21st century's form of colonialism. The gathering, which was held August 1st through the 7th, 2005, was titled Encuentro, from the Spanish term for meeting, gathering, or encounter. Hosted by the National Student Farmworker Alliance, SFA, in support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, CIW, young activists met in an atmosphere of trust, equality, and solidarity in order to continue to build this youth movement for global justice. The Encuentro took place in one of the poorest communities in America, the town of Immokalee, Florida, located just 15 minutes from us here at Yad Kiddushi Native Center. Immokalee is one of the battlegrounds for poor people's social and economic justice. The oppression and exploitation faced by Immokalee farm workers over the years in the agricultural industry has been nothing less than modern-day slavery. The organizing and resistance work of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, such as the recent precedent-setting victory and the Yum Brands Taco Bell boycott, is a significant achievement in the struggle for worker rights to fair wages and decent working conditions. Listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know that Yad Kiddushi Native Center has been and continues to be an ally to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, our neighbors, since CIW's founding. Wolf Mountain Radio is proud to have provided continual coverage of CIW's struggles over the years to our worldwide listeners. Those of us who have participated in the coalition campaigns and marches know that the fight for justice is far from over. This is why the Encuentro was so important. The Immokalee Encuentro brought focus with strategies and next phases of building alliances and movement networks for global justice and for continuing to support the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. The Immokalee Encuentro of student and youth activists and organizers who came together to share skills, knowledge, and experience was truly a committed, diverse, and talented group. I was very honored to attend. The way in which the dialogue took place was very special. Event organizers, trainers, and participants were careful to ensure equality and respect for all, being very open to issues of power dynamics, such as racism, gender, sexism, economic status, class privilege, and white supremacy. It takes great effort to listen and make agreements based on inclusion, consent, and consensus. In Indigenous people's culture, we follow a traditional council circle way of gathering, using the Galuska Watanabe talking stick or talking feather. In this way, all have respect for each other and listen carefully to each other without bias or judgment. This ethic encourages everyone to consider how one's words and actions will impact the well-being of all life for seven future generations. This Student Farmworker Alliance Youth Conference should be proud of how everyone worked together. It is a lesson many so-called adults should emulate. I want to share a paragraph from the Encuentro booklet entitled, quote, Listen and Build. Quote, we envision a space in which all voices are heard, seeing, and hearing one another in our full humanity, where everyone feels comfortable to contribute and barriers between experts and audience are broken down. It's also extremely important that we confront the power hierarchies that we observe amongst and within ourselves and oppressive attitudes and behaviors we have internalized and continue to perpetuate even as activists, unquote. The week-long Immokalee Encuentro operated on a consensus-based model, trying to be non-hierarchical, making sure everyone's voice and concerns were heard, while also promoting group cohesion and participation. In the spirit of the Indigenous Zapatista movement in Chiapas, the Student Farmworker Alliance and Central participants believe in direct action and direct democracy, where people and communities act through their own power to control and change their own lives without representatives, that oppressions must be confronted both within and outside of our movements, and that only fundamental systemic changes will lead to real justice, liberation, and peace. The range of workshops and training, seriousness of the dialogue strategy sessions, and the cultural music presentations made this gathering both very special and very empowering. I want to thank everyone who participated in the Incentro and truly hope that our grassroots gathering helped to contribute to creating a new and better world for all life, for all of our relations, Kanaan Wantaquasins. I hope the voices you hear from my interviews at the Incentro exemplify this introductory commentary. Adrian Butero, a youth activist, is with the Washington, D.C.-based organization Committee of Indigenous Solidarity, D.C. Zapatistas. The CIS D.C. Zapatistas is an activist group committed to the ongoing struggles of indigenous peoples in the Americas. Committee of Indigenous Solidarity is actively supporting the struggles of indigenous peoples of Mexico, and they also work to combat related structures of oppression within our own communities here in what is now called the United States. Having had the opportunity to talk with Adrian during the week-long Incentro, I know that he and the CIS DC Zapatistas share the same respect as we of Yad Kiddushi Native Center do for indigenous peoples and principles of what I call cultural democracy and self-determination, as exemplified by the Indians of Chiapas. Principles of dignity, justice, respect, inclusiveness, equality, and collective decision-making. The EZLN Zapatista movement of indigenous Maya, Tetzal, Toljol, Tetzotzil, Choi, and Mam peoples of Chiapas was not some new revolutionary political party, but is a traditional native cultural belief of tribal or communal well-being of the entire community. Community in the indigenous context includes all life, not just the human beings. It is an earth-based spiritual connection of the people and the land. Part of the reason of the so-called 1994 Indian uprising in Chiapas was due to the desecration of tribal lands from so-called development. The Mexican government, along with national and multinational companies, were undertaking further agricultural, energy, and logging activities, which only continued the historical rape of the land and poverty of the people. As is the case of many poor and indigenous peoples throughout the world, the Indians of Chiapas had little, if any, representation or involvement in the national government who was controlling their lands and lives. The beauty of the Zapatista movement was that the indigenous peoples themselves determined their resistance and undertook community building in their own way, imagining a better world for the benefit of everyone. The Zapatista expression, todo para todos, nada para nosotros, everything for everyone, nothing for ourselves, exemplifies the purpose of struggle for justice and equality for all. The Zapatista expression, ya basta, or enough, exemplified more than the contemporary issues faced by indigenous and the poor. Ya basta also referred to the more than 500 years of suffering from colonization. Now, in the 21st century, it is called globalization. The first declaration put forth by the indigenous peoples of Chiapas through a Zapatista's communique included a number of demands. These included land, democracy, justice, peace, independence, food, health care, housing, education, and work. Are these not universal human rights? As most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, this declaration occurred during the implementation time of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. As we all know, NAFTA is an economic bomb that will further impact the indigenous and poor of the Americas. At the 2005 Immokalee Incentro, Adrian Butiero presented a workshop focusing on war and empire. He was nice enough to invite me as a co-speaker in the workshop, where I shared my views on this topic from an indigenous perspective. Before we listen to my interview with Adrian, I again want to thank everyone from the 2005 Immokalee Student Farmworker Alliance for organizing this great Incentro. I now welcome Mr. Adrian Butiero to Wolf Mountain Native Radio.
My name is Adrian Boutureira. I work with the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity, Washington, D.C. Zapatistas. The main objective of our organization is to basically work in a reciprocal, respectful relationship with our compañeros in Chiapas, with the Zapatistas. We've been doing that since 1994, facilitating whatever dialogue we can between the communities in resistance and our own communities in the Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. area. And we're also working, we're a small organization, so we're working in whatever capacity we can to support the struggles of our indigenous compañeros in our region. That's the Piscataway tribe, led by our brother, Chief Tayac, Bill Tayac, Red Wing. And we also have worked in the past with the compañeros, the Western Shoshone, who have been struggling for a long time to retain their territorial rights in Nevada. We worked with the Salvadorian indigenous people who have been denied to even identify themselves as indigenous. And in our own capacity, we try to serve whatever solidarity we can to our indigenous comrades.
Adrian, so far in our conversation, we've talked about relations between the Mexican government and the Zapatista movement, such as the peace talks and San Andreas Accords. We've talked about how the indigenous peoples in Chiapas have established cultural democracy and community self-determination by creating people's councils. And we also discussed serious environmental injustice issues of so-called development, namely raping the land for energy and natural resources by the Mexican government and multinational companies. The next topic I want you to comment upon deals with the understanding of how European colonialism divided and separated the peoples of the Western Hemisphere into an Anglo delineation of boundaries, which we indigenous peoples have never accepted. For more than 500 years, there has been a division imposed by European Americans between what is now called North, Central, and South America. These boundaries and colonial mindset, fortunately, are eroding as indigenous peoples throughout the Western Hemisphere are communicating and coming together more and more. This is part of the prophecy of the eagle and the condor, the reestablishment of ancient relations among our native nations, which did have wonderful civilizations long before Columbus washed ashore in the so-called New World. I've had the honor to participate in a number of gatherings where there have been delegations of indigenous peoples from not only the Americas, but from throughout the world. This process of decolonization and unity is important for indigenous peoples' rights of sovereignty and self-determination. Sir, what are your views on this topic?
In my humble capacity as a non-indigenous person, I can perhaps share some thoughts, if you allow me to. Very clearly, the indigenous peoples of so-called America share a huge amount of common history, particularly in resistance, and to a large degree the sad history of genocide at the hands of the European colonizers. Clearly, in my mind, and I think in the minds of many compañeros and compañeras who are struggling for the visibility and determination of the invisibility of indigenous peoples. Indigenous peoples exist throughout the hemisphere. Clearly, we also have to recognize that if we make south of the Rio Grande indigenous people invisible, what we're doing is committing one of the most atrocious crimes of internalized racism that one could imagine. We are buying into the social economic exploitative construct of the colonizer. Some of the most significant indigenous people's resistances and movements today are arising throughout Latin America in a way and in a fashion and with a methodology and with a power of mobilization not seen since the days of Geronimo and Tupac Amaru and some of the great warrior leaders of the indigenous peoples throughout the Americas. And they're not succumbing to surrendering leadership to white intellectuals or to these are indigenous movements in Bolivia that have now toppled the indigenous movement in Bolivia as a radical indigenous people's social movement has now toppled two governments and they're on their way to the third. There are people in Bolivia right now that are actually aiming for the creation of the first indigenous republic in the so-called Americas. I would think that shifting the paradigm of north-south dominance and recognizing the value of a broader identification without a border, without a geographic division, presently can perhaps provide a great angle of analysis for the indigenous peoples that are struggling against a much perhaps greater and violent enemy in the face of the United States Empire. I am very inspired, and once again I need to reemphasize that I am not an indigenous person. As a Latin American, I am very aware of our mestizaje, and I am very aware that in that mestizaje, the indigenous people's role has been often neglected and it has been often denied. As a Latin American, I am inspired that indigenous people are reclaiming that space through self-organizing, self-mobilizing, and by exercising direct leadership onto the larger movement, challenging the traditional construct that indigenous people's movements need to put themselves under the leadership of non-indigenous leadership, be it white intellectuals, be it, you know, Marxist vanguards, be it what you want to be it, but historically they had always been expected. That paradigm is changing. Indigenous peoples in Bolivia, in Ecuador are saying, hey, you take direction from us. Thank you.
music from Peruvian flutist Tito La Rosa off his Silverwave record CD entitled The Prophecy of the Eagle and the Condor. That song, in the tradition of ancient Incas, was the title track of the CD entitled The Prophecy of the Eagle and the Condor, honoring the coming together of indigenous peoples of the Americas. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yad Kiddushi Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. I am here in Immokalee, Florida, attending a week-long gathering of youth activists working for global justice. I'm talking with one compañero, Mr. Adrian Butera. He is with the Washington, D.C.-based organization, Committee of Indigenous Solidarity, DZ Zapatistas, which supports the struggles of self-determination of peoples throughout the Americas. Adrian, whenever I have the opportunity to be around other sisters and brothers who care about the well-being of Mother Earth and all life, who actively work for social, economic, and environmental justice in the world, I get uplifted and, in a sense, recharged in order to continue to fight for global justice. This is why I'm so glad to be here at the Incentro and why I appreciate meeting folks like you. So I want to take this moment again to say thank you for all the work you do. My next question is, how do you, encourage and motivate the large segment of people, especially in what's now called the United States, to not only be aware and concerned of the many serious issues facing our planet, but importantly, to become actively involved in fighting for global justice, for social change, for protection of the environment, issue those of us here at the Incentro work for. It seems the vast majority of people in North America know little or even care about many problems facing our biosphere or majority of the world's people. This troubles me greatly, since in many ways we in the so-called developed nations greatly impact the situations in the so-called less developed countries, the so-called third world. It is probably fair to say that most North Americans will know little about the North American Free Trade Agreement, or Central American Free Trade Agreement, or Free Trade Agreement of America, let alone the impact of the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, or the World Trade Organization as examples. We here at Yad Kiddushi Native Center try to inform and educate and motivate people throughout the world with our worldwide radio program, as well as our public speaking presentations. We hope this contributes to more global understanding and action. Adrian, what are your thoughts on this question of motivating and educating the general public?
I think that once we commit ourselves to the struggle for the health of our minds and the health of our bodies and the health of Pachamama, Mother Earth, we're in for the long run. And I look at it as challenging the modern construct of immediate gratification. In other words, you get up, you turn on a switch, the light comes on. You get an urge for a sandwich. So I am entrenched in my commitment as a lifelong process in which historical forces play a significant role in the way that things go. And what I believe people make their mistake is in not understanding historical processes and basically making the commitment to do what they need to do. Allow for history to inform us or not, because we might not be around. But we're in a process of struggle that is very, very long term. My job is not to allow for the apathy or the lack of involvement of my comrades or my compañeras and compañeros, like we say in the struggle in Latin America, to discourage me from doing what I know in my heart I need to do. I talk to people, and one of the main things that Committee for Indigenous Solidarity and the DC Zapatistas are involved in is a process of education, a commitment to education, in the understanding that we need to work to build a world where all worlds fit. That is part of, and we want nothing for ourselves and everything for everyone. Those words the word, the power of the word for the Zapatista, and I am a Zapatista, because Zapatismo is a spiritual and cultural construct. It's not a nationalistic thing. It's something that has a name, but you can change the name too. We have chosen to still use the name Zapatista because to honor where this is coming from and to also join in the consciousness that is recognized. Now, the integrity of the word is one of the things that we are fighting to recreate, to put a world where the words that we speak are the truth. And when you speak the truth, and when you speak the truth from the heart, you reach human beings, because we're all humans. And so the idea is to continue to talk and to continue to trust that when people hear you, they will begin to think, and they will begin to, people want to belong to something greater than themselves, and once they recognize the damage that has been done by capitalism in their inability to build community, in their inability to feel the love of other people, to be able to cry with other people, to be able to exist in a world outside of television, outside of the isolation that that the European construct has created for us, people grab it and people join. So little by little, the idea is one person at a time, and hopefully with, if you're a good organizer, you can do 10 persons at a time, 20, 30, 40, 50. I am now embarked in a process of trying to, we're a small organization, we're non-funded, we don't take money from foundations, we're all working class people, and some of us are even unemployed. Within those limitations, I try to make myself available to events that are being held at the local community level anywhere in our region and beyond, because we're in Virginia, Maryland, D.C., and here I am in Florida, and before this I went to Indiana, and I've been to New Brunswick, New Jersey, and so whenever we don't ask for payment, all we ask is that if you can help us get there and then like put a little bit of food in the morning in our bellies and some like, you know, fair trade coffee, we're happy. And so that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm devoting my spirit to, sharing what I know from the heart. I know little in comparison to what's out there, but I share it from the heart, and hopefully that is enough for people.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is on the earth. You don't know what life is really worth. It's a thought that Peter's gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Life is your right.
Get up, stand up.
We can't give up the fight.
Stand up for your right.
Lord, Lord.
Get up, stand up.
Keep us traveling on.
Don't give up the fight.
Yeah.
We're sick and tired of your ism, schism, game. Dying to go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord. We know right. God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you
gonna, we gonna stand up for our
rights? Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You better get up,
stand up
in the morning.
Give it up,
stand up for your rights.
Stand up right now.
Get up,
stand up.
Don't give up the fight.
Don't give it up, don't give it up.
Get up,
stand up.
Get up,
stand up.
Stand up for your right.
Get up,
stand up.
Get up,
stand up.
Don't give up the fight.
Get up,
stand up.
Get up,
stand up.
Stand up for your right.
As they race across the open plain, I can feel the fire of a never-ending flame and the soft, healing touch of a summer rain. Indian nation, a proud legacy, a reminder of that old Indian nation, keeper of a great mastery, teller of stories never told. A drumbeat plays a rhythm to the heartbeat of the land. They all dance together in a circle hand to hand. People of the earth stand strong against the sun, bound by the spirit, singing harmony as one. Indian nation, a proud legacy, a reminder of that old Indian nation, keeper of a great mastery, teller of stories never told. True and free, look inside your hearts, purity you'll see. The call of the evil calls out to you and me as we journey homeward to our chosen destiny. Indian nation, a proud legacy, a reminder of that old Indian nation, keeper of a great mastery, teller of stories never told.
You are listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kedichi Native Center. Yat Kedichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yatkidichi Native Center is an intertribal, culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yatkidichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate Yatkidichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yatkidichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yatkidichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yatkidichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yatkidichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yatkidichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yatkidichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yatkidichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yatkidichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yatkidichi's Kinonwatakwisi Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yatkidichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yatkidichi Native Center, write to Yatkidichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yatkidichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakusin, to all of our relations. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh,
Music from Hopi singer-songwriter Clark Tanahongwa off his Canyon Records CD entitled Songs from the Hopi Mesas. That particular prayer song was entitled The First People. Prior to our Yad Kiddushi Native Center program identification, we listened to the song Indian Nations by Grant Severite off a Turtle Island Music CD entitled Contemporary Indian Music. That was preceded by the reggae song Get Up, Stand Up by Bob Marley and the Wailers from the CD entitled Legend, The Best of Bob Marley. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. I want to again thank our program guest, Mr. Adrian Butera, for being on Wolf Mountain Radio. I hope our conversation encouraged all of our listeners to become active in the work for global justice. There are many serious issues around the world that need support and participation. One such example is the case of Native American prisoner brother Leonard Peltier. Leonard has been illegally imprisoned now close to 30 years, and as most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio have heard over our years, this is a gross injustice by the U.S. FBI. For more information and ways in which you can assist Leonard through the Leonard Peltier Defense Committee, please visit the official website, www.leonardpeltier.org. Once again, the Leonard Peltier Defense Committee official website, www.leonardpeltier.org. The Leonard Peltier Defense Committee email address is info@leonardpeltier.org. You can also write to the Leonard Peltier Defense Committee at LPDC 2626 North Mesa, number 132, El Paso, Texas, zip code 79902, USA. Once again, you can write to the Leonard Peltier Defense Committee at LPDC 2626 N Mesa, number 132, El Paso, Texas, 79902, USA. I want to thank all of our listeners who listen to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. We shall now conclude today's broadcast with the Leonard Peltier Honor Song. Aho, Kinamantakwasin, to all of our relations. Oh!